I learned very early on. I had a boyfriend when I was like, I was like maybe 25, and he was a little bit younger, and he liked the short pixie girl haircuts, those little pixie haircuts. He loved that. And I had really long hair, and he talked me into the pixie girl haircut. I immediately became invisible to men. Mm-hmm. And I was 25. I was invisible. So I learned very quickly, I don't have a pretty face. It's the hair. So I have to keep the hair. I'm like Samson. You can't cut my hair.
Ooh, so that's a good question. You've had hundreds of boyfriends. I wonder how many boyfriends you've actually had.
Boyfriends? Like people that I've called boyfriend?
Let's call them dates.
No, dates. I've had hundreds of dates.
Hundreds of dates?
Oh, of course. I started dating when I was in camp at 13.
I know, but for the last 15 years, you've been spoken for.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think of it like that. But I had one summer at camp. I had four boyfriends in one summer.
Four people that you called boyfriends? Or?
Yes, in one summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you were how old?
15, 16. Something like that. One of them was a counselor. Scandal.
No.
Yeah, so the counselor was 18. It made it sound like he's 40 or something, but the counselor was 18 and I was like 16. So it wasn't like it was that big a deal. But, you know, like status wise, I was a camper and he was a counselor.
16 and 18 is a big deal.
No, because I was really mature. I was from New York City. He was super immature. He was from like Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. You know, so
but still
I was way more mature than he was.
Cooper did her counselor. Did you have relations with him?
I wasn't having sex yet, no.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
No.
You were just the tease.
No, it wasn't a tease.
Calling everybody a boy.
No, it wasn't that. We weren't having sex yet. We were just, you know, we weren't.
Mm-hmm. None of the four?
No. I wasn't having sex yet. I wasn't going to suddenly have sex with one of them. My first was not going to be some rando at camp.
Did you actually think about this before? Like
no, I knew I didn't want to have sex with any of those people. I wasn't going to lose my virginity to just some guy at camp. That was not going to happen.
That story sounds like one summer at band camp.
One time at band camp.
So your parents sent you to camp?
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy it?
My best friend went, so I went with her.
But you had to hate every second of it because you don't like anything about camping.
I'm not a joiner. That's the problem. I don't join stuff. I'm not a group person. I was never in a sorority in school. I've never been part of a group. You know, I don't like that sort of thing. So that part was weird, but at least it was the kind of camp that we were able to be independent. You can like major in something. So I majored in riflery and horseback riding. So I was either at the gun range or on a horse. Mm-hmm. So I didn't, you know, when you're shooting, you're not really in a group. You're just shooting at targets. And then when you're on a horse, it's just you and the horse. So, okay. And, you know, like I said, not a joiner.
Riddle me this about camp because I never went. Mm-hmm. My parents never sent me. So is it like what I think it is? Little cabins?
What do you think it is?
Okay. What I think it is? I think there's a killer that wants to kill you.
Probably. Uh-huh.
That lives in the lake that comes out every now and then and mm-hmm. kills random teenagers.
Right. Uh-huh.
But is it like a little house and there's 15 girls in there and you all wear like panties and little tops at night?
You're half right. It's like little houses mm-hmm. and there's tons of beds. There's like, I think every they call bunks. Every bunk had, I think 8 beds. I want to say maybe 10. I think they're like 10 girls to a bunk and then 2 counselors. You had like a counselor and then like a junior counselor. So there were 2 counselors and 10 girls or 8 girls, somewhere between 8 and 10 girls.
In one little cabin or?
In one cabin. Okay. And we shared a bathroom, but there were 4 showers. And, we had a good time. Like, it was super fun, you know?
So,
like, here's what we did. My favorite part of camp was...
Did you have pillow fights and panties?
No, it wasn't like that at all. No, we were like, it was like a sports camp. But here's my favorite part. So, I've always been into boys. And there were 2 other girls that were also like me. They were kind of boy crazy. So, we would go to sleep and somebody would set an alarm and wake up the other girls. And we would sneak out of the bunk and leave and go to the boys' bunks, which was like another other side of the camp. you know, at like 2 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
We were bold. Like, we would take flashlights and walk through the woods just to go to the boys' bunks. And we would go hang out at the boys' bunks and, you know, like make out or whatever, if there was a boy you liked or something like that. And the boy counselors would wake up and they'd be like, you know, they wouldn't say like, go back to your bunk. We never got in trouble. They were like, right on, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be outside with your counselor. Because remember, the counselors were like 18, you know, they weren't 40. They weren't parents.
Right.
They were like 17 and 18. So they were like, yeah, hook up. What do we care?
But was there one person ahead of the camp that was the adult?
The camp director, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, had he found out that we were going on a raid, he found out that we went on a raid, I think you get two disciplinary things. So if you get one and then you get a second, the third, they kick you out of camp. They call your parents to come get you.
Did people get kicked out?
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for drugs, for getting drunk, for raids.
Was this fat camp?
It wasn't
fat camp.
It was so funny. So my best friend Susan, she went to fat camp. And so we would call each other, like we had like a regular phone date, and fat camp was, they were having sex at fat camp.
Oh yeah.
They were already like, she's like, yeah. She's like, we went on a raid last night. She was like, I banged this guy. I was like, whoa.
And he's fat too.
Fat camp is way more fun.
He's at fat camp.
Yeah. But remember, like, what's so weird about that is the definition of fat back then.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, if you had an extra 5 pounds on you, it was like, I gotta go to fat camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was so, and she showed up at fat camp and she was literally the only fat person there. She's like, nobody here is fat except me.
Did they call it fat camp or just call it camp?
We called it like fat the camp. Colloquial was fat camp, but whatever the name of the camp was, but everybody knew that was the fat camp. Like, I forget the name of it, but let's say it was like
Crystal Creek, you know, or whatever.
Christian Creek. You knew that Christian Creek was the fat camp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even though it didn't say that on the brochure. You
right, exactly.
Knew it.
Yeah, right, for sure.
So long did you stay at camp?
Just a couple of summers, not much, because I mostly worked. You know, by then I had to get a job. I started working when I was young. I lied about my age to get a job. I said I was older than I was because they don't let you work unless you're a certain age in New York. So I had like a fake driver's license just to get a job. I love it. Like every other girl where I'm from got a fake driver's license to drive, to go to bars. Not me. I got a fake driver's license so I can get a job.
Can we pass the hat around to buy Cooper a bra? You can buy her all the bras you want. She's not going to wear it.
I'm never going to wear it. You know, I learned a few years ago that I didn't have to wear a bra anymore. And I was like, ka-ching.
Rob, you know, it's New York.
It's just never going to. Yeah, nobody here wears a bra. And once Jennifer Aniston stopped wearing a bra, we were like, thank the Lord. So it was free the nipple.
Yeah. Once it starts to get warm, it's now New York titty.
It's not New York titty anymore.
It's New York titty. And everywhere you go, nobody is wearing a bra. Nobody wears a bra in New York anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
So everywhere else they wear bras, New York, they don't bother with it.
What's so funny is there's a new Coors commercial where there's a girl and she comes home and she pops open a Coors, and as she's drinking it, she's pulling her bra off through her shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's so unrealistic. Like, who wears a bra anymore?
Everybody outside of New York?
Maybe. Then don't run that ad in New York, because it's not going to work for us.
Yeah. The whole time I've known her for the past couple of years, she's not worn one.
I don't own one. What I do is I have really tight tank tops. So if I need to like go somewhere where I have to like hide, you know, and not mm-hmm. look like, not be flopping around, I just wear a tight tank top, almost like a workout bra, mm-hmm. you know, like a, one of those, what are those called? A workout bra.
Right. That's what it's called.
Yeah. Like a workout
sports
top.
Sports bra.
Sports bra. Thank you. Yeah. I'll wear a sports bra, but that's the closest I'll come.
Yeah. Now she's under house arrest. There's no way she's going to wear a bra.
I haven't worn a bra or underwear. My boyfriend bought me all these like sexy little underwear at this cute little place called Sugar Cookies, which is like the place to buy. He bought me tons of stuff. And I'm like, what's this for?
Oh, wow.
What am I supposed to do with this?
An ex of mine would say, you know, it's a good day or good night when I drive home with my bra and my purse.
So that's right.
I can imagine when you're driving home, you're like, I just can't wait.
If you got your bra and your purse, it was a good night. Yeah, that's true. By the way, speaking of Fat Cam, did you see what's going on with Lena Dunham today?
No.
So everyone is hating on Lena Dunham. And what's fascinating is Huffington Post is hating on Lena Dunham. Now, she's written for them for a really long time. And, you know, they're super liberal and Lena Dunham is super liberal. So she's like one of them. But they are, I mean, they went after her big. Like, everyone's after Lena Dunham today. I would say the most scathing op-ed or editorial about Lena Dunham came from the Huffington Post today. So she has a new line of clothing that she is calling plus size clothing. Mm-hmm. And women that are truly plus size are going to laugh at this when the next sentence that I say. Lena Dunham's plus size clothing range from 14 to 22. That's not plus size.
That's not.
No. No.
Yes, it is.
In Hollywood, it is. So, and Lena Dunham just recently lost a lot of weight, and then she got COVID really bad, and then she has all these like repercussions from it. So she's on steroids. So because of the steroids, she's put on a little weight. She has that moon face thing going on. So she's, you know, she's big by Hollywood standards. But if you saw her in person, she's normally she's a size 14 now. Mm-hmm. She's considering that plus size. Okay. So she's getting on her Instagram and lamenting about like how she has to love her body now that she's plus size and she has more than one chin and all, you know, it's like, people that truly are plus size, it's insulting, you know, that she's kind of trying to glom onto that and throw herself in that arena just to sell clothing. So, and then, you know, in her line of clothes, it says, you know, size inclusivity. Mm-hmm. Well, inclusivity means you go from XXS, which is extra, extra small, to a 15XX. That's inclusive. That's one end to the other. But she's got this teeny tiny little market for women that are 14 to 22, which is like, I would say, most of the population, because the average size woman is a 16. So she's not plus size. She's selling clothes to average people.
Yeah, I don't know anything about sizes. So I think 14 to 22 sounds big.
But it isn't. That's the thing. Okay. It's average to a little bigger than average, like if you like something a little big. But you know, most of my friends that are like plus size, they're in the X and triple X, and you know, and the whole thing is Lena Dunham is like, oh, I'm sick of wearing beige. Every time someone says plus size, they throw something beige at me. It's like, bitch, what earth are you living on? There are beautiful clothes in every single size right now, and there are a million designers that are doing true plus size that are in the triple X, in the double X, and in the X size. Mm-hmm. So don't sit there and tell me 14 to 22 is plus size. It isn't. So that's why people are getting on her today, because she's trying to make money off of something she clearly does not understand.
She's just making clothes for herself, it sounds like.
Yeah. And she keeps talking about how, like, you know, I'll be on a set and I'll say, can't you find pants for my big booty? Why are there never pants for us girls with big booties? It's like, my booty is bigger than hers.
Sorry, Dress Barn women should not be considered plus size. I don't know what Dress Barn is.
Oh, Dress Barn?
Hmm.
Yeah, Dress Barn women. Right. So Dress Barn is, Lion King Kitty is saying that like Dress Barn, okay, wait. David Seeley says, I also work at Dress Barn, and Dress Barn women are 14 to 22, which is an average size. And Lion King Kitty is saying Dress Barn women should not have been considered plus size, because 14 to 22 is not plus size.
Dress Barn women shouldn't
be considered anything. They're just women.
Is that a place?
Dress Barn, of course. They're all over the country.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like a farm place.
They're everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's Lane Bryant for average women. There's no real plus size. Anyone can shop at Dress Barn. It's not specifically for plus size, but they used to market themselves as plus size.
Is it a place? So, is it actually called Dress Barn?
Yeah. It's been around forever.
Never seen one.
Oh my God, they've been around, I'm going to guess and say they've been around 40 years.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all over the country. They're pretty
closed,
big in New York.
They said, by the way.
Huh?
David said they closed.
Oh, did they close? All right, I didn't know that. Yeah, well, that's a shame.
That's why I don't know who they are.
Well, no, but then they closed just recently because I've seen them out in Long Island when we were there.
Oh. You didn't point it out. There's a Dress Barn. I would have been like, I'd never heard of that.
Well, I didn't know what to point out to you. I didn't know what you'd never heard of. I would have been the whole time pointing everything out to you, assuming that you've heard of everything.
Anthony always called it the farm. Yeah, the farm. No, like Dwayne Reed. I didn't know what that was.
Right. I had to point that out to you. Right. Dwayne Reed, but it doesn't matter. You don't even need to know what it is anymore. It's Walgreens now.
Oh, did they finally change them all to Walgreens?
Yeah, most of them. There's like one or two Dwayne Reeds left, but they're closing them up and reopening them as Walgreens.
Even the one in Penn Station?
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, you haven't been there in forever.
I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, and Century 21, I didn't know what that was. I thought that was a real estate place.
Well, that's Century 21 is New York. It's a New York thing. There was one store. It was down by the trade centers. It was the place. You'd go there and you would get like top-end designers for super cheap. And then they started opening up a couple of more stores. They've closed since because they're, you know, the pandemic and everything. Mm-hmm. But they're not all over the country, Century 21. So you shouldn't know what it is. It's a very New York-centric thing.
Right. Carvel, didn't know what that was.
Again, that's another New York
that's
thing.
That's a New York thing.
Yeah. Fudgy the Whale? You never heard about Fudgy the Whale?
Never knew Fudgy the Whale.
Wow.
Cookie Puss, didn't know about Cookie Puss.
Cookie Puss.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that.
We had a lot of things that were very just New York. Crazy Eddie.
Italian Ice. I didn't know what Italian Ice was. And there's an Italian Ice place on every street corner.
That's right.
There.
And pretty much every pizza place on Long Island near where we lived had Italian Ice.
Yeah, but there was little Italian Ice places that just served Italian Ice.
They were carts.
Right.
They ride around little carts and they scoop it out into a little, one of those like Dixie cups that open up so you can lick it when you're done.
Mm-hmm. And they had whole places that were Italian markets that you would go in and they would be, you know, ravioli and meatballs and meat places. And there was a lot.
I was going to say the meat place that you loved in Babylon on Deer Park Avenue. That was the place. It was all Italian. I don't know if they had Italian ice there, but they had everything Italian there, all kinds of food and meat and stuff like that. You love that place.
I love that place because I'd never seen a place like that before. I mean, it was a deli that actually served fried
real
chicken.
Food. Yeah.
And the food was flipping amazing, everything that we had there. Yes, I grew up in an underground bar. Yes.
And Eataly. Did you go to Eataly? Well, Rob brought up Eataly. Have you been there?
What the hell is that?
Oh, Eataly. Okay, so it's famous chef, and I'm blanking on his name right now. Rob, who is the person that did Eataly?
Wolfgang Puck?
No, it's the other one. Wait, I gotta look it up because it's driving me crazy.
No idea.
Oh, well, it's this other guy. No, it's let's see.
Is it a part of town?
No, so Eataly, I guess it was founded by some guy, but there was a couple of famous chefs that were part of it from the very beginning. It's a giant market. It's almost like you're walking through Eataly and you walk in and it's separate little booths. And it's like one of them does chicken, one just does pepperoni, one just does ravioli, one does cheese. So it's all these separate little booths under one roof. And it's all, and then you can also shop there. They also have like products as well, like oils and vinegars and things like that. But it's all Italian. Everything in there is like Italian delicacies.
Yeah, I went to Little Eataly once for the what festival it was.
San Gennaro.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah,
I could have done that. I would have done that every year.
Yeah, funnel cakes, Zeppoli is the greatest thing in the world.